gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Glad you're here. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop. And you, 833-563-2539 is our number. Radio Now AM Show for Twitter and Instagram. That's what we use. And also Facebook. If you're listening in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. McKenzie, look at you with a delivery.
I know. I got a Prezi this morning. Thank you so much to Scott Falconer. Surprised me this morning. And I dropped off a Fire Stick so that I get into the world of Netflix and Hulu and Prime. And it's going to be a whole new world for me because I was talking about how I don't have the setup and I wasn't even sure how to go about it. So, Scott, you're the man. This made me smile so big this morning. Thank you.
I also need a... No, I don't need a Fire Stick. That is pretty dope,
though.
That
was so sweet of Scott. My love language. I needed a little present. I needed a little pick-me-up this morning. I'm not going to lie. And so, Scott, you did it. Thank you so much.
That's pretty dope. Let's start asking for stuff or the same things we need and see if people can deliver. But Scott's a cool person. Isn't Scott the one that makes those photos, too, Pork Chop?
Yeah, he makes, like, hilarious photos. You need to see some of these. McKenzie, they're so funny.
He photoshops us usually on the show
awesome.
In a different thing.
So he's artistic.
And usually they're flattering. They're not like, oh, God, why'd you do that?
Well, right. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call mine flattering, but, like...
I don't know. It ain't bad. It ain't bad.
But for him to come here at 6 a.m. in the morning and drop this off, that was huge. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to lose Pork Chop. He's going to get killed. But he's alive. How was your day yesterday, Pork Chop?
It was good. I was just at the steakhouse. I was there pretty late yesterday, but yeah, it was a good day.
All right, cool. And what about you, Live the Web Girl?
Yeah, I was just, you know, getting my house all settled in. It's coming along. I just moved, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago, and it's taken this long to get everything settled in. It's hard because I moved in with my best friend, Whitney, and we both had fully furnished one-bedroom apartments, so we have so much stuff. Like, we have way too many plates, way too many cups. We have way too many coffee tables.
Like, double of everything.
Yes, exactly. So now we have to, like, figure out what we're going to keep, what we're not going to keep, what we're going to sell, what we're going to put in storage. So it's just a whole process. So, yeah, I had to do that yesterday, but I got a lot done, so it felt very productive.
So I'm kind of wondering, because I went through that when I got married, and I ended up being on the losing end of all my possessions because apparently they weren't good enough. Is your stuff staying? Is her stuff staying?
A lot of my stuff is staying. Some of my stuff is going into storage, you know, just because, you know, just in case, like, we, you
know. You never know.
Move out. Yeah, if we, like, decide after a year to, like, move out and I'm, like, going back to a one bedroom, I want to make sure I still have all my stuff.
Now, you guys are good friends. Have you ever lived together before?
No, we haven't.
Can this be trying for, like, friendships? Because I feel like it can.
Maybe. I just don't think with us, because we're both extremely, extremely chill. And we also, like, balance each other out. Like, I'm really bad at organization and, like, remembering, like, about, like, electric and, like, things like that. And she likes to be in control of all that kind of stuff.
I feel like you never realize how much stuff you have until you move. I'm still going through boxes. Hey, my mom's having a garage sale, so if you need it to get, if you want a little Liv's corner, because I'm putting stuff at my mom's garage sale. She's, like, going all out, like, taking ads out and stuff. You want to sell it? It's coming up, everybody.
Dang.
There's going to be some good stuff.
I might go there because I like to flip stuff. Maybe I'll find a good deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting rid of a bunch of furniture and stuff. I want to, I need to get rid of, I'm
like
very
revamp.
Minimalistic these days. I just want the
cool.
basic. I want crisp, clean decor.
Okay, well,
I like it.
I hate to bring the mood down, but
do you have diabetes?
No, I don't know. Well, I can't say no. I don't know yet. I got my blood work done yesterday, so I should find out by Thursday or Friday. That wasn't the only thing I got done, but that's one of the blood tests I'll get done.
I was worried about you. You were hangry yesterday because you didn't get to eat all morning.
I was, but I guess the thing I wanted to bring the mood down with is I cried a lot last night.
Oh, I know why.
This Is Us was back on TV.
Oh.
There are so many new characters. I'm going to have to rewatch it because I was half watching, half looking at stuff for the show. But, oh my gosh, did anybody else cry last night? Because this guy did.
It was that. You know what? I've only watched one episode of This Is Us. I've even interviewed Chrissy Metz. I've interviewed a bunch of the stars, the hot one from that. Hot ones, I know. But, because I just feel like I'm a crier anyway because I get it hits
you
me in the heart.
To
He's like, he can't speak.
I don't understand how, like, you do not watch This Is Us. It doesn't matter who you are, young, old, white, black. It don't matter, man or woman. You love This Is Us.
I know. Everyone does it. Everyone cries. I know I would love it. I just feel like I'd get so attached and I would, like, cry all the time.
The storylines are so good. Did you watch it, Liv?
I still haven't finished the last season.
Why is going
I kind
on?
Of fallen off.
Lunch.
I know. Maybe I should. Last season got a little boring. Last season just didn't do it for me, but maybe I just need to finish those last three episodes, and then this season it'll be spectacular.
Okay. If anybody out there cried last night, it's cool. I'll let you know I'm here with you. I can't believe these ladies aren't watching This Is Us. I almost forgot about it. My wife reminded me last minute. So, yep, I'm going to be tired today because I stayed up late to watch it. Mackenzie, what is coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, who Siegfried and Roy are blaming for that infamous tiger attack. And Simon Cowell called her out for being annoying.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, former Bachelorette contestant Tyler Cameron finally speaking out about his relationship with none other than supermodel Gigi Hadid. They've been spotted all over New York City. He was even spotted shopping for apartments, which led people to believe, okay, they're getting hot and heavy. But Tyler now saying they're just friends. He's like, we're at where we're at. She's good people. She's amazing. We keep it friendly. We have fun together. Going on to add, hey, I already dated publicly, so I'm trying to date privately. So he's just not talking, basically.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's my friend.
That's my good friend.
That's my buddy.
Yes. Okay, Tyler, whatever you say. Moving on to Gwen Stefani. She's reminiscing on creating her smash hit, Just a Girl.
I feel like I was just getting in touch with that feeling when you're born, if you're a female, you don't think about it. You're just a human. Do you know what I'm saying? And then through life, you sort of start to realize, oh, wait, someone just whistled? What does that mean? And you get this kind of like power through your sexuality, but then you're kind of, you know, vulnerable at the same time because all of a sudden you're a victim. Like, I can't drive late at night? Why? You know? So you have all these like awarenesses like as you're getting older. And I just wanted to write a song about that. And I thought the idea of Just a Girl, you know what I mean? It's like sarcastic.
Yeah, so Gwen Stefani stopping by with the ladies of The View to talk about how her feminist anthem is in the new Captain Marvel movie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool for little Gwen Stefani. Love her. Well, Joaquin Phoenix is responding to critics who say his new movie, The Joker, is way too violent.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for all of us. I think we all are aware of these issues and we're concerned, and I think that's why we talk about it. And I don't think that we can be afraid to talk about it.
We cannot be afraid to talk about it. I'm dying to see this film. It drops October 4th, so just around the corner. The film has gotten a standing O at several film festivals. It's really weird because every actor who portrays the Joker always has some issues. Like, it really plays heavy
Isn't
on
that
them mentally.
Like method acting where they literally become the character.
Yes.
They take on all their mannerisms.
Psychotic.
They act like them. They always refer to like them as that character even when they hit cut.
Of course, the late and great Heath Ledger that we lost, so I just can't. And Joaquin Phoenix is kind of out there anyway, so he's just kind of one of those tortured souls, so I think he's just going to nail this role. I can't wait to see it. Again, October 4th. We've gone to Tori Kelly. She was talking to Kelly Clarkson, and Kelly let a little cat out of the bag that Simon once called Tori annoying.
I never knew that you were on Idol. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I never knew that you were on Idol. And casual. I never knew that, like, Simon was like, oh, you're annoying. No, like, your voice. And I was like, what? I'm like, I mean, how much, the next time I see him, I'm going to slap him. I'm like,
okay.
You're one of the greatest. This Thank is why you. I'm bringing it up. You're probably like, why did you bring that up? But I'm bringing it up because you're insane.
Thank you so much. No,
So I love Kelly Clarkson. I got to start watching her show or like DVR.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see it. I don't even know what time it comes on here.
I don't know, but I love it. She's killing it. She's got great guests. Now, this is going to be so good on ABC's 2020. There's a new trailer. Siegfried and Roy are going to be on there talking about the near-fatal tiger attack. And the question is, does Siegfried blame his partner Roy for letting things get out of hand?
If I would have to do it again, I would do everything again the same way. I regret nothing.
Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger? Who was that?
Nothing. Yes, it was a horrifying moment when one of the white tigers, of course, turned on its owner and almost killed him in the middle of a show. But he says, I do nothing. He's glad for the experience, and he does not blame Roy, his partner. How crazy is that? He was almost mauled by this 400-pound, tiger. So I want to watch that interview. 2020, it airs coming up soon.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Here we go. It's Joe's Need to Know News. This is a scary story, Mackenzie. Does your daughter have like Snapchat or any kind
no.
of like social
oh,
media
Lord,
thing?
No. She's 9.
Okay. Well, this boy is a few years older, and that's why I got creeped out. Charleston, South Carolina police reunited an 11-year-old boy with his family after he drove. The boy did 200 miles alone. The boy was pulled over alone in the car and told the cops that he had driven for 3 hours and was lost. The boy took his brother's car and drove to Charleston to live with an unknown man he met on Snapchat.
OMG. First
this
of
is
all,
insane.
I have so many questions. How could he reach the pedals?
I don't know that. That's a very good one. Maybe it was a smaller, compact car.
And
but
he drove
still.
For 3 hours to meet a stranger
200
danger.
200 miles. That is so far.
How could this stranger let that kid drive a car? Like, are you serious?
Well, the stranger's probably a creeper.
I know. Yeah. It was a joke.
Like, come kid, try to kidnap the little boy.
Yeah, the kid's was using his dad's tablet as a GPS signal, and that was directing him to the address. The boy was unable to recover the address. I guess it went away because Snapchat messages obviously delete, and he didn't screenshot it. And so the boy, I guess, ran into the cops. They helped him out, and the dad and the older brother drove to pick him up. The dad's tablet is now placed as evidence, and they're trying to figure out what the heck happened here, but oh my gosh, thank God he didn't make it, but what if?
That's the world we live in, unfortunately. You've got to be aware of what your kids are doing online.
Now, I wanted to bring up something else, the world we're living in, because Mackenzie, you do radio, but you're obviously a woman of many means. You've also done TV, and I'm wondering if this ever happened to you. A reporter was kissed by a stranger during a live broadcast outside of Bourbon and Beyond. It's a music festival in Louisville on Wave 3. That's the TV station out there, WAVE3. The news reporter named Sarah shared a video on her Twitter that included her on-air encounter with the man writing, "Hey, mister, here's your 3 seconds of fame. How about, you don't touch me. Thanks." She later said about the incident, "It was an exertion of power over me, a woman trying to do her job who couldn't stop him. This embarrassed me. It made me feel uncomfortable and powerless." And they're looking at possibly charging the man if police can identify him. But did you ever have something like that happen when you were out reporting on the street?
All the time. And people get crazy. Like, when there's a camera and you're rolling live, literally anything can happen. Oh, yeah, I was grabbed. No one ever, grabbed my face and kissed me. But, inappropriate things happen all the time. But that's your work. So when you're on camera, you're on TV, that's like anybody else at their job, and people acted appropriately.
Yeah,
not cool.
It's not even right to, be an idiot behind the scenes, but that's fun. Like, if you're, waving, okay, I could maybe see that even though it's distracting. But anytime he was also behind this woman, pretending to slap her butt.
Yeah,
like,
people
doing
get crazy.
All kinds of stuff.
Super inappropriate.
And of course, guess where he was? The Bourbon and Beyond Festival.
Exactly.
So, but you can see that. I'll put it up on the Need to Know News blog. And I thought of Liv the Web Girl when I saw this. Do you have a Halloween costume picked out yet, Liv? Or how's that going for you?
No, not really. I'm stressing out about it.
Okay, well then maybe you can combine something you love with something you can wear. If you need a costume for Halloween, what about going as your favorite hard seltzer? An Etsy shop created a White Claw Halloween dress.
Yes! Yes, perfect. Ooh. I have dipped on black cherry.
There you go. Well, they have multiple selections, but here's the thing, though. You got to get on there. I guess there's a back order now because they're selling so well.
I bet.
Also, it's going to be so ironic. All of the girls that brown out and black out on White Claw as they're dressed as White Claws.
You'll be able to carry your dress around in your hand. It'll be perfect.
That would be an actual comfortable costume, I would think, especially if it's chilly outside.
That's the one thing I don't like about Halloween is that when you have to dress up and wear things, like, this isn't even comfortable. Why am I wearing this? Okay. And today, National Comic Book Day, so you can celebrate. I remember being a kid collecting comics, but I haven't done that in a long time. But I know still people love to read them and collect them.
I went out to Comic-Con, like in San Diego. I worked it, and that was really cool. I learned a lot about comics. And they're worth a lot, some of them.
And I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think this might be. What do you think that is?
Chicken.
Okay, what about this?
Rooster.
Okay, what if I told you that this is like... What if I told you this is not an animal, but an actual man doing the impersonations, voices?
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, this video is going viral.
Wow. Killing it.
He can do birds, everything. This guy is so talented. It's up on the Need to Know News blog. That is Joe's. Okay. Thank you. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Hey, make sure you have our text number saved in your phone. It's 52140. Song of the Day is coming up next. Song of the Day. Oh, man. Your vote at 52140 decides what song gets played. Today's category, songs by dead artists. R.I.P. We'll see where this one goes. Let's kick it off with Mackenzie. What song did you pick today?
Well, instantly, I knew exactly what I wanted to play. I wanted to kick it a little old school. Go with Whitney Houston, The Late, The Great, How Will I Know? How will I know if he really loves me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you, but you know about these things.
All right, well, you got my wife's vote.
That'll get you going. It's like, I definitely still to this day will like sing with my hairbrush like in the mirror. That's just one of those songs.
It's a bop. Let's see. Live the Web Girl. What song do you have? It is songs by a dead artist or artists.
I went with a band that I absolutely love, and I low-key wish I was, like, alive and, like, old enough to, like, go to one of their concerts, but it is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana with Kurt Cobain.
Be honest, I won't be too mad if I hear that song either.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Portland, Oregon, it was cool because that's where Courtney met Kurt, or Kurt met Courtney. I was like, that's so cool,
hey,
and grungy and 90s.
I'm not gonna shower, all right. Pork Chop. Songs by a dead artist, what are you bringing today?
I'm a little surprised because I thought everyone was gonna pick a Prince song, so I thought I was gonna be battling which Prince song. But since none of you picked Prince for some reason, I did, and I chose 1999.
First, I am happy with all the song choices, and
yes.
I don't even care if I lose today.
We should make a remake of that, like we're going to party like it's 2099 or something.
I don't think I'll make it that far, but you're optimistic. all right, last but not least today, myself, Joe, a song by a dead artist that, man, we want to win today. I got to go with one of the greatest bands of all time, and I'll admit it, later in life is when I really got into them. I'm talking about Queen, and it was hard to pick this one song, but I went with a really high energetic one. I went with Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Don't stop me now.
That's an excellent choice.
Having a good time.
I would love
having
that to too. It gets me fired up.
It does. All these songs are kind of good fire starters.
Feel good.
All right, here's the deal. You have to make the tough choice. I would not want to be you today. Grab your phone. Text the word SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's SONG to 52140. We will get a winner next here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. The voting has now stopped. The category was songs by a dead artist or artist. Let's go over what was available this morning. We had Mackenzie going with a classic artist that was gone way too soon, Whitney Houston. How will I know if he really loves me? We also had Live the Web Girl. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Then we had Producer Porkchop with Prince, recently passed away too, with 1999. Tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. And myself, Joe, I went with, well, it's tough to pick. I don't know if I went with the right song or not, but I know it's a good group. I went with Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. If you wanna have a good time. Oh, you know I do, you know I do. Okay. Producer Porkchop calculating up the results this morning here for Song of the Day.
Today, we have another first. This has never happened in Song of the Day history. In last place, me, Producer Porkchop, with 15%.
Is that the first? You've never been in last?
No, I've been in last.
Okay. I wasn't sure what the first was. That was not it. Okay.
Second place, with 22% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Wait, is this second or third place?
What did I say?
You said second.
Okay, sorry. There's a tie for first. I think that's why I said that.
Oh, boo.
So, there is a tie in percentage for first place between Joe and Liv with 30% of the vote.
Interesting.
But I got
one of
caller.
You does have one more vote than the other. After adding in the phones and adding in Twitter, the winner is Liv the Web Girl.
Woo!
I mean, I knew that song was going to win.
Congratulations, Liv.
Thank you.
I really thought Whitney Houston had a chance today. I was pumped.
It's a 5-minute song, so I'd probably go ahead and start it right now.
Oh, yeah. It's 5 minutes long.
3 days in a row, baby.
What has this world coming to? All right, your winner today for Song of the Day with Liv the Web Girl. Picked Little Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit. Voted on by you. I'm into it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
I saw this and I was like, you know what? I want to try a new drink this weekend for a party I went to with my buddy Chad. So I like New Amsterdam. I drink usually their gin. That's one of my favorites. And it's pretty cheap too, so I like the price. But they have something called the Pink Whitney. It's named after former NHL player Ryan Whitney's favorite drink. It's New Amsterdam vodka and pink lemonade. And it actually tastes pretty smooth by itself. So I guess you could sip on that just on the rocks. But you can also mix it with club soda or like a lemon lime, like a Sprite or 7-Up.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, really smooth. I drank, I'd say, 3/4 of a fifth over the weekend, and I felt fine.
So this one felt great.
So, no hangover. It's definitely a 21-plus thing here. Little kiddos out there listening, you're not into it till you're legally 21. But that's what I'm into this week. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What are you into?
I am into a song by Lizzo. It's called Tempo, and it has Missy Elliott. I'm obsessed with it right now.
Slow songs, they for skinny girls. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick chick, I need tempo. Get up to the tempo. Pity pat, pity pat, pity, pity pat. Look at my sis, fitty, fitty fat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty, kitty cat. Pour me a glass, boy, I like my water wet. Throw it back. Catch that. I need a jack for all of this, but it won't go flat. Baby, baby. Some of this cake. He looked like he could gain a little weight. Lick the icing off, put the rest in your face.
That's a pretty dope song right
there.
Lizzo, Missy Elliott. All right, Mackenzie, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I found an excellent little snack. Do you guys remember the oatmeal cream pie? Like little snacks, so like two cookies with cream in the middle?
Yeah,
like
you said this as a kid all the time.
Okay,
yeah, like
I
little
found
Debbie.
the healthy version, and I tried it. It is delicious. I tried it for the first time yesterday. I was like, I'm going to get 2 dozen of these. It's Vinaflex protein pie, and it's natural ingredients. It's kind of like, it's like a traditional oatmeal cream pie. So you got the 2 cookies sandwich with like a delicious cream filling, but it's healthy and it's yummy. And there's like only 8 grams of sugar. I like around 300 calories, but I'm telling you, it tastes just like dessert. I'm like, I cannot believe this is healthy. I love finding healthy versions of our favorite snacks so we don't feel so guilty.
I gotta try that.
Yeah, I got it at GNC. I think you can get it at the vitamin store, all those things. But I was like, is this gonna be good? Is this gonna make my stomach upset? Delicious. I felt great. Great snack.
All right, cool. And Porkchop, what are you into this week?
I'm into a song that we currently play right here on Radio Now. And I've got this theory that when guys listen to songs, that they just listen for the beat and like females listen for the actual lyrics. Well, for some reason, this song that I chose for what I'm into, the lyrics really caught my attention. And I just think it has a really good message. And you should take a listen to it. It's NF Time.
Even if we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need a little time to show you I'm worth it. I know that I can be a difficult person. I'm a stress case, drive you up the wall when I'm working. Actually, I'm probably worse when I'm not. You don't deserve it, make you nervous, cause you know I'ma break soon. Every time I do, I say something that hurts you. Acting like I'm gone, but we both in the same room. I don't like to be wrong, which I know you relate to. And I know I make you feel like you're at the end of your road. It's when I look at you and tell you I'll be better alone. It's just the pride talking, isn't it? Cause both of us know I'm the definition of wreck if you look into my soul. Comes out the most when I feel I'm in a vulnerable place. Made a lot of mistakes, I wish I knew how to erase. When I'm afraid, might get distant and I push you away. But no matter the case, I'ma do whatever it takes. Even if both.
Oh, I'm gonna cry over here. Getting me all emotional.
Speaking to us all.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, hey, NF tickets, actually, your chance to win them less than an hour from now here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We'll find out coming up next what's happening in the garbage with Mackenzie, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Screech is going to fight. Dustin Diamond has signed up to face off against bagel boss guy Chris Morgan in a boxing showdown in Atlantic City. The Saved by the Bell actor just inked a deal with celebrity boxing promoter Damon Feldman, and he says he cannot wait to go in the ring.
You know what? There is no way with no training. Maybe if I had some training a little bit in the future, I might come down. I mean, if I was wrestling with someone like you, because, you know, that'd be easy. You're a pipsqueak.
Oh, he's talking trash. Dustin Diamond, he's 42 now, and the guy he's taking on is only 5 feet tall, so he's got a height
advantage. He'll destroy the bagel guy. I can't wait. I'm paying money for this pay-per-view.
Would you really pay to watch this?
No, but I'll find an illegal stream. I'll do it with your Fire Stick.
Yeah, my new Fire Stick. I'm so excited to use this. Ooh, details about Demi Moore's new tell-all are getting juicier by the minute. Okay, so now John Cryer of 2.5 Men fame is in the mix. He is denying Demi Moore's claim that she took his virginity. Okay, so she is saying that she and he hooked up and she took his virginity back in 1984. No small affair. They're filming the movie. You know, he was big, like Pretty in Pink, like the 80s, all those films. He said, I'm flattered, but really I lost my virginity in high school. And he was so sweet. John Cryer's like, but I'm sure, you know, my surprise look on my face and my non-experience
oh my
made her think that way, right? But he said she's absolutely right, and I was madly in love with her during that troubled time in her life. So very interesting. Now, this tell-all, she's also going on to talk about that infamous Vanity Fair cover where she was naked and pregnant.
We were doing the shoot for Vanity Fair, and that was the one we were doing at the end that was for me and the family. And while we were doing it, I was like, God, do you think that it would be amazing if they had the courage to put this on the cover? And they came back and said, hey, we'd like to do that. Are you okay with it?
Now, the juiciest details are really Ashton Kutcher. I'm like, what is he thinking? Because now he's married to Mila Kunis. They have two kiddos. And all these things are coming out about threesomes and how crazy their relationship was and how he cheated on Demi Moore. And he's probably on the side here. Like, he's definitely moved on and has this family. He said he almost tweeted something really snarky and bitter, but then looked down at his kids and he bit his lip. He's not saying anything.
It's just, yeah, it's awkward. You want to say something like, oh, can't say anything, can I?
But I mean, hey, it's the truth. You should own it. I mean, she is airing his dirty laundry as well in her memoir, but he was part of it. So.
Whatever it takes to sell a book, I'll read it.
Speaking of being pregnant, we're talking about that cover. New baby news for Jenna Dewan. She is pregnant and expecting her second baby.
I was like, what is this? I mean, I was like, mind blown.
So she split from Channing Tatum not too long ago, and now she's pregnant with Steve Kazee, her new boyfriend. His baby. So she and Channing Tatum have a 6-year-old beautiful baby girl, Everly, and now she's pregnant once again with her boyfriend's child. So she's clearly moved on as well.
There you go.
And moving on to Jessica Simpson, who says she just lost 100 pounds since giving birth to her baby girl, Birdie, 6 months ago.
It's a lifestyle, and I've tried so many different diets, and you know, you can only stick to something for so long, and I feel like with Weight Watchers, like, it just becomes a part of who you are.
She's pumping that brand. She said she tipped the scales at 240 pounds, and she's happy to have lost over 100, now saying she's proud to feel like her old self again.
That is incredible right there. Wow. That is
go
awesome.
Girl. Yeah.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, I saw some of this yesterday, but I don't think I've seen this before, not in a long time. Were you dress shamed yesterday or what happened?
I was dress shamed. So I do television as well. And this isn't anything new for me. Like I get, you know, people always have opinions to say about everything they see on TV or everything they see. But yeah, I received an email that was dress shaming the dress that I wore. And it was funny because I didn't believe it was accurate at all.
Okay, we're going to actually go over that. And then also, if you have an experience maybe similar to what Mackenzie's talking about, please, you can call in, be anonymous if need be, 833-563-2539. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you were dress shamed?
I was totally dress shamed yesterday. Yeah, that's right. So this is really nothing new. I've experienced this throughout my entire career. So I've always done media. I've done television. I've done radio. I love it all. I'm so blessed. But people always have opinions, right? Everyone has one. And so sometimes they like to voice them. And this one made me laugh because it's totally off base. So I received an email. So I represent a car dealership, and I have for over 10 years, forever, and a wonderful relationship with Andy Moore. And so I got an email from a lady named Kathy that says, well, it wasn't to me. It was directly to the dealership, and I'll read it. It said, this is for Andy Moore, whoever is in charge of his commercials. How about selling cars and not selling the woman who does your commercials? Her dresses are getting smaller and tighter, and you are showing her entire body. My husband and I have bought 5 cars from you in 3 years, but no more. I want a reputable company that can sell cars and not women. From Kathy. But the funny thing is, I did a split screen, and it's up on all of our social media. It's the dress she's referring to that's short and tight and all these things literally goes down to my knees.
I can see kneecap, Mackenzie.
It goes all the way up. Literally, I would wear this dress to church, which is so funny because I could wear a potato sack on TV and people would tear it apart. It doesn't really even matter because I've worn throughout the years, think of all the television. I mean, I worked for NBC on the West Coast all the time. I mean, you get positive feedback, but then you get more negative feedback. And the funny thing to me is that it's always people behind their keyboards that are so savage and so brave, but they don't realize, you know, people are actually reading these, and that's super rude. Why don't I? And you have to consider the source also. Like, I'm guessing, I'm just going out on a limb. When I saw Kathy's fashion sense, I might not think she's got it going on either. But of course,
shots fired.
But of course, I would never say that to her because I'm respectful.
Yeah, do you get this a lot, or just
all
like,
the time? Oh, really? All the time.
Is it always women then that are kind of hating on you? Like hating on other women?
I just think people in general, I mean, they're super judgmental. I just want people to take a second before you fire off something or say something mean about someone. You're really projecting something about yourself onto that person. Like, I know this isn't about me. It's Kathy's got some issue of her own, which is fine. But she doesn't need to project hate or judgment on other people.
I doubt that you are listening, Kathy, but you're more than welcome to call in if you want to clarify your complaint email that you sent to Andy Moore. It's 833-563-2539. But on a serious note, though, obviously I know this happens, but I asked Mackenzie and Liv this yesterday. I was like, have you had this happen to you? Like, does this happen often to women? And you're like, without a doubt.
Oh, all the time. I mean, I would get feedback on every single thing. People, it's just so funny. Always the people on the sidelines who don't know you have the most to say that aren't in the game. Here's the thing. It takes guts to get out there and put yourself out there and do things. And there's always people on the sidelines. Meh, 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 meh. So just keep doing you and you can't really let it affect you.
I get clothes shamed all the time because I don't wear cool clothes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Especially from Liv.
Liv is the biggest shamer.
She's like, Pork Chop, you don't wear anything cool. And granted, she did take me shopping to H&M and we got some cool stuff.
I think the shaming Liv does to you is totally different than what we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely different. I'm just, your style is like a little like early 2000s. But, you know, I think that women do get shamed a lot on what they wear. And there's so much focus on what they wear. Do they look stiff and, you know, grouchy because they're wearing something conservative? Or are they showing too much skin? Like, there's always something. It can never just be like focused on what they're saying and what they're doing and not on what they're wearing. You even see this so much in politics with women and female. Like, they comment that they're dressed too much like a man and too masculine, and then they comment that they're dressed too skimpy. So it's just always constant.
833-563-2539. Ladies, I want you to call in this morning and share with us situations you've had similar to what Mackenzie went through and what Liv's talking about. I think maybe it could shed some light on stuff that actually has happened.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm used to it. You have to have a thick skin. But I remember when I was doing the news, someone called in and was like, tell Mackenzie to lose the Melania Trump hairstyle. And I took that as such a compliment because whatever your political views are, that girl's got great hair.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, even I'm jealous. I am none.
I was like, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can call us right now, 833-563-2539. The photos are up on all of our social media, Twitter and Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, Facebook. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9 in Houston. It's Radio Now Houston. You can check it out there. Of, well, Mackenzie being dress shamed for something she wore in a TV commercial.
I was. And the funny thing is, to me, the actual dress I'm wearing, I would wear to church. Like, it's all the way up. It's super. I was laughing because I think this woman, I mean, she must have a real hard time watching anything on cable television. Like, even the Today Show, what they're dressed on. Because that's, like, what people wear.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
It's very, very conservative dress.
Let's go to Anonymous this morning. Anonymous, have you ever had a similar experience to what Mackenzie went through?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I work in a very male-dominated field, and I've gotten, like, just bizarre opinions or feedback, like wearing a business-like pencil skirt and suit jacket that is absolutely, like, marketed and tailored to women for the workplace. And when I sit, obviously, you can see the bottom of my knees, and I've gotten comments like, your knees are distracting in this meeting.
Oh, heaven forbid, your knees!
Right, like my knees. Or if I wear a maxi skirt, like something that's, you know, like floor length, it's, why are you dressing like a grandma today?
So you can't win.
I just think that men maybe aren't as aware, and I think women are hypersensitive because of the complex that both men and women give to us about our clothes being representative of who we are. And I think that it's so... Men don't get why women have a complex about what we wear or why we would stress for 3 hours over what to wear for a date because our clothes become representative of us. And I'm not arguing that that's right at all. I'm just saying, as a woman, I experience that, like, daily.
I'm with you. And you just have to honestly laugh it off. And thank you, by the way. I got so many awesome comments all over my social media. I thank you. And I'm, like, not trying to tear this woman down. I just wanted to put, because I get tons of these messages every single week, and I've never really posted anything like that. But I was kind of just tired of it. I'm like, really?
Oh, especially, I would be like, hater of the day.
Yeah, the hater raid. Hater's gonna hate.
All right. Yeah, you can play this button, too.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
All right, let's go to Christina listening to us in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Hey, Christina, thanks for calling in. What have you dealt with?
Good morning. Well, I used to work at a bank in California, and this girl came in, and she's actually a sister of two famous Christian singers.
Okay.
And she came in to cash a check, so I gave her her money. And I have a nervous thing. When I'm nervous, I tend to bite the paint off of my nails, or I tend to push on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know how she took a picture of it. The next day, my coworker follows her on Twitter and says, hey, you know that she took a picture of you. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, yeah, she took a picture of your hands and said, how ghetto is this? And started talking about me on Twitter.
So you got,
I was like, wow. I said, she's supposed to be Christian and she did that to me?
So you got shamed. So For your nails, the paint on your nails then, right?
Yeah, the paint on my nails. Hmm.
That's so interesting. The thing for me is, like, who has the time to do that? Who has the time to take a picture of your nails and post them? Or, like, write an email to a dealership? I mean, wow.
Christina, hey, thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it. Yeah, you really need to go see the photo, because I think it really puts it in perspective. And you can drop a comment anywhere we have social media.
Yeah.
Facebook, Radio Now, Houston and Houston. Facebook is Radio Now 100.9 in Indy. Twitter and Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. All right.
Do you want me to read any of these comments, Joe? I just wanted to thank people for putting them out there.
Yeah, what do they say?
Some of them put, there should be more people with sophistication and style. I'm tired of seeing floppy flip-flops, crooked teeth, and jeans in commercials. Someone said, haters gonna hate. Someone says, Kathy, I think you have enough cars anyway. Because her husband.
That is a lot of cars. Kathy and her husband must be doing quite well.
But hey, I have a thick skin, but I just don't want people to bully and be mean to other people that might really hurt their feelings and take it personally. Just be kind. Stop being rude.
You know what? Why don't we be kind and we'll just skip, box of shame today. Let's just not do that at all.
Yeah, well, right.
I feel like that would be rude to everyone listening because they want to see you do your punishment. So we have to follow through on what we say we're going
to
do.
I thought we were trying to move past the pain and be friendly and nice. All right, Box of Shame is coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, sorry, is the mic on?
That was aggressive.
Sorry, didn't realize my mic was on. Hey, good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and for the second week in a row, I lost Dare Dice, which meant I rolled the lowest number out of anybody on the show, and I then have to face the Box of Shame, which means I got to reach into this bad boy, and I got to pick out my punishment, and then I'm going to do it.
To be honest, I hope you get tic-tac-toe-faced, because I don't want to deal with that and then have to work at the steakhouse at night.
Oh,
like, I work
yes.
at a fancy steakhouse. I'm not trying to have tic-tac-toe-face.
I know. We want him to, like, check some of the stuff off the list. I mean, I actually would love to do a makeup makeover on you, so I get to put blush, lipstick, eyelashes, the whole shebang. That'd be awesome.
I wish I could get some of the fun stuff you got, like breakfast breakup. That would have been so fun to do. That's not even a punishment.
I know.
I put something in there where you have to, like, run around and show your stomach to like the salespeople and like run around the building. So
oh no, there's a belly
that.
Button challenge where you have to see how many people you can actually get to show you their belly button.
All right, well, you better make sure that I don't get fired or in trouble for that. I don't want to like get like, well, Joe, that's harassment, and clearly you know it's in the handbook.
I mean, a dare's a dare.
So we're letting you go.
Are there two new ones in there? Do you want to hear two more new ones? Or
yeah,
no?
Go ahead. I'm just grabbing the box.
There's a cake face. There's a food. Are we allowed to say porn? Food porn?
Yes, there's a...
I'm not doing anything with porn.
You can wear your underwear on the outside all the rest of the day. So that'd be funny if you had a workout. You can wear your undies on the out. Your whatever you got going on.
So I've brought in like hot dogs and bananas. Hopefully you get that one, Joe.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, that just sounds wonderful. Let me take the lid off of our box of shame. It's seen better days. I want that. Okay, I'll take that.
Ooh, what's it gonna be?
It says cake face.
Yes!
What is cake face?
Cake face is the best. You get to basically face plant into a cake, and you're lucky because I knew that was one of the dares. So there's a cake somewhere around here, and I'll go fetch it, and you get to face plant into a cake, face first.
But what about my beard?
Yes, it's gonna be so messy and
no,
awesome.
No, but I got places to be today.
Well, we'll get you a bunch of napkins.
Shouldn't have rolled the lowest.
All right. I will face the cake face.
Cake face, cake face.
All right, it's next here. The Box of Shame on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Listen, this is not organized properly. I say we put this off to another day. This is not happening.
This is organized perfectly. What are you talking about?
It is not. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We are also live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. I'm taking my headphones off for this. Hopefully it sounds okay.
I am so excited. Okay, so basically you got cake face, which means there's this black forest fluffy cake. We were streaming live right now, and it's got cherries on top. It's got little sprinkles of chocolate. So the question is, do you guys want Joseph here, to slam his face into it, or should I slam it into his face, or I could hold it and he face plants?
I don't want that.
There's
first
so
of
many
all
options.
Anywhere. I don't want that anywhere, because look at my beard. I don't have anything to clean it out. I'm meeting a client today for the show.
Well. It's your punishment. You have to do it. Okay, you ready?
Which one are we doing?
Which one do you want to do? I think I'll hold it and you should slam your face into it.
I don't know. I kind of want to see Mackenzie slam it like in his face really hard.
I'll feel bad though.
No,
if it hurts him.
Are you kidding me? Don't feel bad.
Okay.
What, you're going to slam it in my face?
What do you want, Joe?
Hey, if you're listening right now and you want to see this live, we're on Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. You can see Mackenzie slam a cake right into Joe's face. Are we going to do a countdown? Can we?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Mackenzie loves countdowns.
No, don't feel bad. I'm a trooper. I don't whine.
No, Mackenzie. Back.
Really slam it in his face?
I almost cursed on the air. Yes.
Heck yes. Like, do you realize right now that Pork Chop and Liv, like, why can't we smash it into his face? Like, they would break my nose.
Right? Really? Let's count down from 10. Make it exciting. Ready?
Okay. Just make sure. Just do me a favor. There's all these like expensive console like computer stuff. You got to hit my face.
Okay.
And if I can't
hit the face.
And if I can make a request, chin up. No beard.
No. You have to get the beard.
All right. Here we go. Everyone ready? Okay. 10.
Do I need eye protection?
9.
Do I need eye protection?
8.
Do I need
7.
Goggles?
6.
No!
5.
Wait a minute.
4.
No!
3.
No! No!
2.
No!
1. No! Yeah! Joe! Yes! That is great! That's the best thing I've seen all day!
I can feel all the cream in my beard. I'm never
gonna
get this
out. I'm not gonna lie, that felt so good.
What the hell?
Dude, look how you look!
I'm trying to get a... What the hell?
That was so... We should do this every day.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That was amazing.
All right.
That was so therapeutic.
I kind of can. Like, you got chocolate up my nose. Like, oh, my God.
That was amazing. You guys, if you are having a stressful day, you just need to slam a cake in someone's face.
Oh my gosh, I think
it felt
he's dying.
So good.
A piece of chocolate into my nose.
Ironically, he just got tested for diabetes.
I'll tell you what, this is definitely interesting. Now, how do I get this off, though? I feel like
just
it's burning.
Just leave it. Then you'll have snacks throughout the day.
The chocolate burns. Oh, my God,
yes, that was a great Box of Shame. That
That's
felt
fantastic.
So good. Man, that was a gift for me.
Hey, you know
Thank
what?
You, everybody. Woo!
This is pretty good.
I am so glad you didn't hold back, Mackenzie.
I did not hold back. I got real up in there.
Wow.
Well, I feel great.
I'm going to play like 5 or 6 songs because I really have to get this off my face.
You look awesome. Good job.
Yes.
Cake face.
All right. We'll be right back. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Wow. Okay. I guess I've had worse smells in my beard before. Hey.
He's back. That was quick.
Thank you. That's what she said. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Just for the record, we got some frosting over here on the control board, so we'll get that. Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated. I just had Mackenzie shove a very nice, what was that, chocolate cherry cake?
It was a Black Forest cake, and that was really fun. I wasn't thinking when you drew cake face that I actually got to shove it in your face. That was really fun.
Yes, I'm glad you did, because liver pork chop would have definitely broken my nose.
Everybody watching our live, you can check it out on all our social media, our Radio Now. We put it up on Insta. We had live story. They voted for me to smash it in your face, so thank you.
And if you did miss it, we'll also get a video up later on today, too. You can check it out, RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com. That's our two websites. Just click on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Real quick, Joe's journey, since I took so long to get all the cake off. Let me see here. I got all my information in front of me. Okay, here's the thing. I've been doing Joe's journey thanks to our friends at Eat the Frog Fitness. They got two locations if you listen in Indiana. One in Indianapolis at 530 Mass Ave. That's like downtown Indy. And then one at 12751 North Pennsylvania Street, Suite 120 in Carmel. And I believe there's another one coming in 2020. So they're expanding and they're doing more. But the whole idea behind Eat the Frog, you're like, that's a weird name. Well, it's like the whole Mark Twain saying, see, if the first thing you do in the morning is eat a live frog, everything else the rest of the day is going to be pretty easy.
It's like if the first thing you do in the morning is get a cake smashed in your face, it can only go up from there.
Honestly, I'm going to open up Eat the Cake Fitness, and it's going to give everybody a run for their money. But
yes.
I'll tell you what, it's going really well. I did my assessment a few weeks ago. I found out kind of where I was. My weight, unfortunately, I hated it because it's so big, and I'm so mad because I kind of, in a sense, food relapsed with like gaining weight and losing it throughout my life. But as of right now, we are. I was at 402 last week when I weighed in, and this week I lost some weight, and it could have been more, but I went a little crazy at my buddy Chad and Stacy's get together. Still did good though. I went from 402 to 396.4, which is 3.8 pounds. Not too shabby considering all the food and liquor I put into my body.
Nice. Now, do they tell you to weigh yourself every day, or is this like a weekly thing?
I've heard different stuff. I don't think I've asked necessarily everybody there like when I should. I could probably ask them today. I got scheduled a 12 o'clock class today. I think Quentin is teaching it, so it's a power class.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that, but I want to thank them for the support, and also I want to let you know too, Mackenzie, you've tried out the class there too, and they actually, I'll put a swipe up link on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio, and I'll put one on Radio Now AM Show. You can actually get one free workout. So, go check it out. See if you like it. Eat the Frog Fitness.
I loved it.
I'll put it on our Instagram. That's Radio Now AM Show or mine, Joe Pesh Radio. Now, listen. Sorry, guys. I got chocolate up my nose.
We were really listening there.
I have to get the chocolate out.
You do have a little cherry coming out, too.
I do. It's really tasty if you want a bite. We've got your chance. I know you're calling right now, and we're going to hook you up. 833-563-2539. We know you want NF tickets. These shows are selling out across the country. Whether you're in Indy or Houston, we're going to hook you up right now, give you a chance to play. And Mackenzie will probably get to add insult to injury. I already shoved a cake in my face. She'll probably beat me, too. We're going to play catchphrase. You want to play?
Yes.
All you got to do is call us. 833-563-2539.
I heard you told your friends that I'm just not your type. If that's how you really feel, then why'd you call last night? You say all I ever do
NF tickets.
Is just control
hooking
your
you up right
life.
Now here on but Joe on the Radio Now Morning like Show. That? Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop.
Yeah.
All right, today we're playing catchphrase, so all we have to do really is get some teammates and go over the rules. So let's go here. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Christina, hello.
Yes.
Hey, what up? You're listening to us in Houston on Radio 992.1. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to be on Team Mackenzie or Team Joe for catchphrase?
Mackenzie.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
You want to win. You're tired of being a loser.
We'll have a girl squad over here.
All right. Then let me lock her in there on Team Mackenzie. And then is this Nick?
Yes.
Nick, we got a bro squad. I'm sorry. I'm sure you wanted to be on Mackenzie's team too. But I'll give it the good old college try, even though I went to community college.
All right, cool.
All right, Porkchop, can back me up here, but as far as I know it, here's the rules. We have until the buzzer goes off. You got to say the word exactly as it's written on the paper. So keep on trying. If we're like, no, but it's close, then try a similar variation on that word because it's probably that. You can pass one time, so use it wisely. Whoever has the most words right at the end wins. In the event of a tie, we will have Porkchop explain overtime. Am I missing anything? Are we ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, ladies get to choose if they want to go first or second. So Mackenzie and Christina, what would you like to do?
Christina, you want to go first, girl, or second?
Let's go first.
Okay.
All right, whenever you are ready, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
Ooh, hot apple.
Hi.
You drink it.
Cider.
Yes. Ooh, I never said that. Are these used to spin around, you used to listen to music on them back in the day?
Pass.
Okay. The opposite of rough.
Mood.
Yes. Ooh, I might put this around my neck in the wintertime.
Scarf.
If I'm going to knit, I might use this thick string. Okay. We'll go to the next one.
You can't pass. Already passed.
Okay. We'll go back to the one you passed on. These used to go round and round and round on a player. Music.
The record.
Yes. Give me your money. Not credit card, but you have the green stuff. Also known as?
Pass.
Yes. Not vegetables, but apples, bananas.
Fruit.
Five. We got five right. She did not get fruit in time before the buzzer.
Okay. Five. Not bad.
All right. That was clutch. I thought you were going to get three for a second.
Five. Wait, but she got six.
I got five. She did not get boots or fruit or cash.
Oh,
or, excuse me, yarn. She didn't get yarn.
Okay. So she got five. Okay, great job. That was nice work.
Okay.
Those are tough. Yarn is hard. Hard to get someone to say.
I don't know what it is, but my heart's pounding now. Like, I'm so nervous right now. Like, I want this for Nick. I really do.
Your heart is pounding because you just got face in your, or you got cake in your face.
Yeah, it might be
you
the blood
sugar.
You
probably licked it all up, and you're not supposed to have that.
I know. All right, so.
Got to beat five, Joe.
All right. Is the paper over here? I don't have it.
I got it right here.
Thank you. You can hand it to me. I'm not going to look. I promise. I'm honest. But listen, I gotta run the controls. I got to do all this stuff here. All right, are you ready, Nick?
Ooh. I guess.
Nick, no. We're not going. You got this, man. Today is your day. You're going to seize the day. You're going to catch phrase it up. Are you ready, Nick?
All right, I'm ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nick, you have to get six correct.
All right, here we go, Nick. Coming down in three, two, one, catchphrase. Okay, they're a little strange. Blank Science. It was like a TV show.
Stranger Things?
No. If you're kind of a different person, like, oh, that person's really blank. Like, they're strange, they're an outcast.
Oh, strange.
What's another word for that?
Stranger.
Skip. These fall from the trees, they land on the ground.
Apple.
No, you rake them up. They're brown, they're on the top of a tree, they get, like, in the fall time, they fall.
Leaves?
Yes, okay. It's kind of like a coffee. It's a type of coffee you could get. Like Nope, keep on guessing, something like that.
I'm not good with coffees.
Oh boy.
Pumpkin spice.
Ooh. Oh, pork chop.
Pumpkin spice latte.
There you go.
Oh, okay. The buzzer went off. You did not get latte.
Man, Nick, I feel so bad.
Christina!
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yes, girl, congratulations. Going to see Anna.
All right, Nick, my man, hang on the line. I just want to talk to you off air and apologize. Christina, congratulations. You are the big winner this morning.
Yes.
Why do I feel like nobody's ever going to pick Team Joe ever again with catchphrase?
Christina killed it. Victorious, hey. The girl squad.
Who are you taking, Christina? Who's going to go to the show?
My daughter.
Oh, woo! That's awesome. Who's your daughter? Shout her out right now.
Cheyenne.
All right, Christina and Cheyenne going to go CNF. All right, hang on the line. We'll get all of your information. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. And we really would love to hear if you can do any kind of impression or impersonation. It could be that of an animal. It could be that of a person. Whatever it is. I actually had earlier in Joe's Need to Know News, I had this one guy that does all these awesome animal sounds. This is a dude doing this. Isn't that impressive?
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. So that's an example, but maybe you could do a character. I wanted to kick it off with producer Pork Chop, and then we'll get to you at 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, you're like, oh, I got one. It's so good.
I love this impersonation that he does.
By the
it's
way,
my
when,
fave.
When I was a kid, there used to be this guy who was always at the grocery store, and he always did like a, was it Donald Duck or Daffy Duck? Those two different.
No, there's two different ones.
Probably Donald.
He
I'm
did,
guessing.
The one that sounds like this. I don't know. I can't do it. But
I know.
Just
trying
to.
Good. My grandpa could do a really good Donald Duck because you have to talk outside your mouth. Like,
yeah, like.
But I can't even do. Yeah, I can't do it.
Nah, no. Anyways, okay. The one I could do is Jar Jar Binks. He's a character from Star Wars.
Yes.
He's kind of the one that everyone hates.
Yeah. How ironic.
Everyone hates on Jar Jar Binks, but this is really good.
Misa Jar Jar Binks. Misa love Jar Pash.
All right,
and that's
Jar Jar.
How he talks too.
I think I can kind of do something here, kind of Star Wars related. I think I can. Yoda. Now, first of all, to do Yoda, you got to talk backwards. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, impressions we do, yes.
Not bad.
Call the show, you will.
Misa love Jar Pash. It's so good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. This is great. Pork chop. That was nice. Live the Web Girl. Are you going to lend your expertise?
Yes, I can do an impression. I think it's good, but we always know how that goes. I can do an impression of Lady Gaga singing.
Oh, yes.
Right. Angelic.
Hold on. I want to close my eyes, if you don't mind.
Ready?
Are we supposed to call a doctor?
I know. That's not bad.
I honestly thought like Bradley Cooper was going to join in at any second.
I was like going to gaze into your eyes like Bradley.
See, this is what we're talking about. 833-563-2539. If you got an impersonation or maybe a voice that you can do really well, we want to hear from you. Let's go to Willie listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1.
Willie.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. All right. Make sure you got your mouth right there in front of the phone and you're on speaker because I want to hear this impression. What is it, first of all? What are you going to do?
So I can do the growl thing that Chewbacca does in the movies.
Yes. I love me some Chewbacca. You can do that?
Yes, I can.
All right. The floor is yours. We're listening.
Okay.
That was good.
That was really good. Hold on. No, I want to hear Mackenzie try it because you haven't done anything. Can you try to communicate with Willie? Can you give him a little Chewbacca back? Go ahead.
I can't do Chewy. I can try something else.
Try it. Just real quick. Try it.
I'm going to do Fat Albert.
Okay.
Do you know who Fat Albert is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You try it.
Hey. All right. Willie, what'd you think of that?
I thought that was awesome. That's hilarious.
Thanks, Willie.
Thank you, Willie. You have a good day, man. All right, let's talk to somebody else listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Mike, hey, thank you for calling in. What do you got for an impersonation or an impression?
Hey, what's up, man? I can do a Elmo.
Ooh.
All right, let's hear it.
Hello. Hey, John Parkchop, how you doing today?
Wow! That's good!
Dude,
that was so good, so hon. Good.
Wow, that was so good, Mark. You did such a great job. Thank you.
No, his laugh was on point.
Can you do the laugh again?
OMG.
Tickle me Elmo in
the
house.
Oh, my God. Do you have a kid?
Yeah, I do. She's 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh. You need to sell your services.
Yeah, I can also do a Mickey.
Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the Mickey.
Oh, hey. Hey, Pluto, come over here. Ho-ho.
I have a great idea.
Hey, Porkchop, how are you?
We need him to say, like, something that we could replay during our show. Like, I'm Elmo and I love Joe on the radio. Or what should we have him say? I'm Joe, I'm Elmo, and I love Radio Now. Can you say that, Mike?
Yeah, I'll say it. I'm Elmo, and I love Radio Now. I can say that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Good morning, I'm Elmo, and I love Radio Now.
Yes!
That laugh is the best.
Mike, can we get your number, man, if we ever need you for, like, impressions again? Because you're so talented.
Yeah, dude. Right, please, man.
Please hang on. I'm going to pork chop, get your number. I don't know when we'll use it, but you're so talented, man. We might need you for something.
Yeah, he's straight out of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Cool, man.
We need to use Mike and prank call somebody and be like, hey, it's Elmo. I know what you did.
That's so creepy.
I know. That's the best part. Mike, please hang on. And pork chop, yeah, I don't know, man. Get Mike's information, and maybe we could use him for something down the road. That's pretty dope.
It's a hidden talent, because that's not easy to do.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. You know what? Round of applause for how skilled we are. All right. I'm going to tell you what's coming up next here as Chewbacca.
It's about right.
Yeah.
If you didn't understand that, what I'm trying to say is the dummy of the day that's coming up, so don't go anywhere.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A lot of the dummy of the days this past week have been older people. You'd think with age comes wisdom, but not necessarily.
Not always.
Yeah, not today. Let's go to Florida, where bad stuff always goes down. A 56-year-old Florida woman attacked That's right. She attacked her 72-year-old roommate for eating all her sliced avocados.
Oh, the nerve.
That she had left in the fridge. Which, you better get to those quickly, by the way. Don't those brown?
Yes.
See, you don't got time to wait around. Don't wait around. It'll brown. The victim was sitting on the couch when her roommate yelled at her and then threw an avocado across the room. So I guess there's a few left, but she just chucked the avocado.
But it was sliced.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, the story does not have as many details as I was hoping to, because anything involving avocado, you got my interest, because I'm thinking guacamole.
Right.
I think she might have had an actual whole avocado left, but it wasn't sliced up yet, so I think she's like, forget it, I'm just going to waste this avocado, because that hurts, right? Avocados can be squishy, but
absolutely
they can be hard.
It can. And why waste a good avocado? That's the travesty there.
Yeah, and I guess, too, when she confronted the roommate, like, hey, you know, there's no name, but let's say, Helen, did you eat my avocado? I guess Helen just gave her the big finger. She's like, here you go.
Think about how many food battles ensue on the daily. Like, I had a friend who had a roommate, and they battled over the milk and, like, other people eating other people's things, and they would draw a line on the milk to, like, so they could tell if their roommates had used the milk or not.
No, see,
I was like, whoa, that's so intense.
That's intense, that's petty, but also that's a flawed system, because you know how you can work your way around that.
Put water in there?
Yes, I feel like you've done this before.
No, it wasn't me.
Is this a McKenzie special?
I'm free for all. I will share my almond milk if you like almond milk like me.
Oh, thank you. Well, guess what happened? Police were called to the home. The woman said she was mad her roommate ate all the sliced avocados that she had prepared that day. She was arrested and charged with battery. So even though she didn't hit her with the avocado, she still got in trouble for it. And her roommate ate all the avocado.
Ah, lose-lose.
No kidding. That stinks right there. That is your dummy of the day here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Going to do it for a Wednesday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. We have got everything up online for you right now at RadioNowIndy.com. Going to get up there what we're into from today, things you can check out, Joe's journey. I got to get up there still, a blog. Tell me the day, Joe's Need to Know News, and I just finished posting up there the Box of Shame.
That was amazing.
My beard
was so fun.
Reeks of chocolate cake still.
It's so sweet.
It is. I got to go get it out of there, though. Very creamy. Very good stuff. What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm going to go get a great workout in following the show. And then I'm going to pick up my little Lucy from school. I can't wait for that. And I got to shout out Scott Falconer, an amazing listener who I mentioned that I needed a Fire Stick. He literally brought one to the radio station for me at 6 a.m. What a stand-up guy. So now I'm going to go set this up. Netflix, get Prime, Hulu, all the things. So
dope.
I got a TV, a Fire Stick. This is awesome. Thank you, Scott.
What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
I was just looking at the weather. Today is supposed to be like a high of 80 and cloudy, so that's a nice day. I think I might want to do something fun outside. I don't know, because I don't work at the steakhouse tonight, and I don't know.
With?
Huh?
Anyone special or solo?
I have nothing, you know, crazy planned.
So you have an open afternoon if anyone's free wants to hang with Chops.
Yes. Go ahead. Yep.
A man of many words.
Yes.
And Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
My day is going to be low-key miserable, but it'll be fine. I'll get through it. It's hump day. But I have to go. I have to leave here early, go straight to work at Cycle Bar. I will be there all day and into the evening, and then I will go straight from there to Live After 5, which will be fun. It's like the Hot Young Professionals networking event that we do and we host. So I will be there, but it's just going to be go, 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 go. And I might be a little sweaty and smelly when I go to Live After 5 tonight. But other than that, it's going to be super, super fun. So you should stop by. You can get free tickets online.
All right, cool. Yeah, RadioNowIndy.com to get all those details. And I don't know. I'm supposed to go work out at Eat the Frog Fitness. And I actually, here's the point. I'm glad I'm like 3 weeks in. I don't feel sore, like where your muscles are all cramped up. But I don't even think it's from working out there. My back hurts, though. Like, like it used to. Like the pain was there where I had a pinched nerve, and it's back again. And it's not from that, because it was fine even yesterday after the workout, like a day after.
Did you sleep weird?
I think I did, but it's like, I don't know. I'm gonna reach out to Dan and talk to them and see if they think it's something I could work through, or maybe I need to take a day off. I'm really, my goal, and their goal too, is they want me to get the best results. I lost like 3.5 pounds, but they're like, man, if you can work out 3 times a week at Eat the Frog Fitness, you're really going to get some results. And that's what I want.
Consistency is key. And consistency is sexy in anything you do. So keep at it.
So follow us on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, and mine's Joe Pesh Radio, because I'm going to put a swipe up link. Just been so busy this morning, but I will in the next hour or so, where you can actually get a free workout at Eat the Frog Fitness. They got 2 locations, one in downtown Indy on Mass Ave, also up in Carmel too. So when you stop on by there, make sure you mention Radio Now and mention that you heard me talk about it for Joe's Journey. All right, well, hey, we cannot do any of that unless we get the heck on out of here. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.